Simon from the White, and we are down in Ryde by the Lifeboat Centre, and we're with
Donna Jones.
And Donna, the collection of around 40 people here today, 40 women.
There is. It's absolutely superb.
Now, what's brought this about? I mean, we've just been up on a cherry picker having fun taking photos, and there seems to be a lot of buzz around the people here.
A number of weeks ago, an article in the local media showed us that very few women are actually represented in a positive light, and what we wanted was to redress that imbalance. There was particularly an article in the property page where I think it was something like 8 or 9 men were interviewed on a full page spread and not one woman. So I felt quite strongly about the fact that the media needed to redress this. And obviously there are lots of women that we felt could have been interviewed.
It's not just that men dominate estate agency on the island.
No, there are women. Some very, very effective and strong women on the island that are estate agents that work in all sectors on the island, and obviously women in the homes as well. And we wanted to redress that balance and put together a list of inspiring women. But what we wanted was for people on the island to nominate those women. And within 36 hours, we had over 200 women nominated.
Wow. Right.
I mean, I was completely shocked by it. It just took off.
Mm.
And more and more names were coming. Mums were nominating their daughters, their sisters, their friends, their colleagues. It was just phenomenal. And we're now over 300.
Really?
Yes.
Right. And what are their thoughts about why it's needed for those women to be represented or put forward? It's that there's a wide variety of things that they've done.
Absolutely. There are women that have worked in social care, in community work. There's a lady here who works setting up the carnival and the Angel Project in St. Helens, and she's been doing it for years. And a lot of the times, those women are in the background. They because that's the nature. They tend to be in the shadows by the fact that they don't want to put themselves forward. And what we're about is looking at the gender difference in terms of imbalance in the public sector, in the private sector, and also within the media, and saying, come on, let's crank this up a bit and let's get women to the forefront and let's give them a say about what they're good at.
That you think there is an imbalance there in the roles that they can take, or that the recognition that those roles have?
I used to work with children and teenagers in schools and in the youth service, and young women are still brought up to believe that they're not capable of doing certain professions, and that basically they're still very much about being in the home.
Right. So that, I mean, that is a fundamental change to, if people have that inset in their minds from when they're growing up.
Absolutely.
Then
absolutely.
That would affect them throughout the rest
in
of their lives.
In terms of their ambition, yes. In terms of their, obviously they want their ambitions for their children, but they for themselves will settle. Often they will settle for less than what they're capable of.
Mm.
I mean, if we look at the campaign at the moment with Sandy Tosvig, Women in Parliament, in the House of Lords, there's very few women.
Mm.
And again, the number of MPs that were voted in were minimal compared to the number of men. And they've worked out that it will be 2019 until they can get equity.
Right, wow. Yeah, so what is that, another 4 years.
4 years.
So it's an achievable target.
Absolutely. And again,
yeah.
You know, I keep reading about women in America, in the movies. They're still not getting paid the same amount of money as their male colleagues. That's still happening.
Mm.
And one of the big things I'm concerned about is around young women and trafficking. I mean, I worked and supported young women in Sheffield, and it was what they went through was absolutely horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see something on the island looking at a lot more around equality and diversity and tackling some of those international issues as well as local issues.
I was going to say, do you think the trafficking has any relevance on the island of people here that were directly affected by that?
I know.
Or you just want to raise profile of that?
I was contacted when I first came to the island about a situation of, I would call it more slavery. And they'd had their passports taken off them. And
here?
Yes.
Wow.
Anyway, the police were involved and it got rectified.
Goodness.
But you see, a lot of it is underground. It's still not the island in the same way it has on the mainland.
Mm.
And there's a fantastic project being developed by an artist in America called the Red Sand Project. And the idea is that they issue anybody and everybody, organisations, with little sachets of sand and workshop tools, worksheets. And the idea idea is that you go and wherever there's a crack in the road or in the path, you put this red sand. And what that says is let's not let these people disappear in
right.
the cracks.
Right.
And that's I've sent off yesterday for the sand.
Mm.
So again, let's have a look at some of those are the big issues that
right.
we need to be tackling.
Right.
Because in the main, again,
so
it is young women.
So when you're walking on the street, you then have that, oh, right, yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
Yes.
And here's
yeah.
a reminder. Interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
yeah.
So I want to get that going on International Women's Day, which is March the 8th.
Right. So is that one of the hopes for the, this collection of people and the group generally is?
I think the hopes are going to be more decided on the 3rd of February, which is the meeting. And that's a networking meeting. It's the opportunity for women to raise the issues that they think are important. For example, fracking's being named mm-hmm. as an issue that some women feel important. More cultural events, looking at... We've been approached by Sandown Academy to go in and talk about the role models for women
oh,
in
yeah.
school, in, for
it's
girls in school. So there's lots of things that I didn't anticipate that would come from this, and that's what I call the X factor. It's the things that you don't expect
right.
that's come as a result of it. So let's see what comes up on the 3rd of February at the Black Sheep Bar in Ryde.
It is remarkable that once you light a fuse, or even a match in a dark space...
Absolutely.
What can be found from there?
Well, it's interesting because the oldest lady that was nominated was 113.
Oh, right.
Pianist,
yeah.
amazing woman.
Yeah.
The lady in front of her was 98.
Whippersnapper.
Absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely. So, of course, I mean, those women were very, very active. And when people have been criticising this campaign, but certainly this opportunity, I've said, hang on a minute, let's go back in history. Let's go back to the suffragettes, what they fought for, which was our right to vote. Let's have a look at the women workers in the Dagenham motor industry. This is not new. Equally, there have been lots of women's groups, and lots of women's groups are still operating on the island. There's the Institute of the Women's Groups, the Women's Institute.
Yeah.
There's the Women in Business. There's all sorts of groups. There's women's sports groups. And so when some of the chaps have been saying, why are you having women-only groups? I said, look, these exist. You know, the Girl Guides, how long have the Girl Guides been going?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Brownies, mm-hmm. the et cetera, et cetera. And I said, there is nothing to stop you to organise a men's group.
Right.
Even though there are lots of traditional men's groups around. And one of the examples is, I've said, in London, around the country, I've looked on Google, there are lots of men's groups. Okay, they look at sexual health for men, which I think is essential. They look at sexual diversity. They look at what it means to be a man in 2016. So nobody's saying to these guys, you can't run a men's group.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean to say that because we're pro-women, we're anti-men.
Mm-hmm.
There's that misconception. That's not the case. We want gender equality in 2016.
The thought is that by excluding men, by having women only there, there won't be any of the overhang of what men may bring
yes.
restrictions
yes.
In that way.
I used to set up young women's groups in Sheffield, and the things that they talked about, I don't think the boys would have liked it anyway. You know, menstruation and childbirth and some of the gory things
that's
that we have to...
That's a good way to clear the room.
Yeah, and, you know, for us, menopause. So, you know, there are things that I think, well, why would a guy want to come? Okay, if they want to learn about it, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I mean, obviously, we want it to be a women's agenda, women keeping what they want to discuss in an environment that's supportive and acknowledges their differences as well.
Okay, brilliant.
Simon, what about setting up a men's group?
Well, I guess, you know, when you were talking about that, I was thinking about those the sheds, men in sheds.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is maybe the equivalent. I haven't been along to any of them yet. But, I mean, that's focus on practicality,
yes.
which a lot of men prefer to focus on
yes.
practicality rather than emotions. But then I sort of got the feeling that there it is a bit of a support group. That idea, and that's part of the setup,
yes.
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It comes under. It's again, it's the thing that you don't anticipate that will happen.
Mm.
There is a new group set up on the island called the White Lesbians, and the number of women that have contacted that has been phenomenal. And some of those women are saying, "I daren't come out. I daren't
oh, really?
Come out because
right.
I've been on the mainland and I've come here, and I've been at the receiving end of discrimination." And also the number of
in an overt way.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And so what they've done, some of them has gone back in what is termed the closet,
mm.
and interestingly, interestingly enough, the number of transsexuals that have contacted that group is high as well.
Right.
So there is a need. I'll tell you what I would really like, Simon. I would like the media on the island to be much more representative around diversity. Mm-hmm. And when I mean diversity, I'm talking about ethnic minorities, because there are a large population of Polish. There are African Caribbeans on the island. There are
tiny percentage Algeries.
They're contributing to the island.
Sure. Sure.
So why not have them in the press? I've yet to see that. Mm. Obviously, sexuality, sexual gender, and equally around disability. Mm. And I would like to see that much more on the island. Mm. So a page, say, for example, in the county press, in any of the magazines, would be absolutely superb. Mm.
Well, we can't obviously influence editorial policy of county press, but it's something we're open for discussions about. Certainly.
I mean, people live and they're on this island and they're contributing to this island, and we need to be challenging the negative perceptions of people from different ethnic minorities, especially with what's happening around the asylum seekers and refugees.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.